Hi, I'm John Young. I want to talk a little bit about the 10 stones. Where did they come from? Why are we using them? And why did we call them 10 stones? I was doing some research back in the late 70s, early 80s to try to understand what cultures have in common that help everybody in the tribe, if you will, or the village or the town, if they all are connected to themselves, to each other, to nature. I grew up in a place where when I was with my extended family and the old wise people who came over on the boat from Poland, the farmers, were gathered together and the elders were holding the space, it was very connective. When I was with the other side of my family and my Irish grandmother, she would hold the space and it was very connective. But then when I was with my peers or with other configurations of people, I found it jarring and disconnective. And my life was kind of like this journey back and forth between feeling held, feeling seen and loved, and then not being hated. It wasn't like that, but it was like, you don't matter, or it kind of doesn't matter. You know, it's like, we're just doing our thing. We're all sort of independent things bouncing off of each other. There was no coherence. And I really actually took that into my university research. And I said, why are some people so connective and others are not? And what could we learn from the connective people that we could bring into the world that might help these other groups be more connective, right? That's been a lifelong question for me. And so I found these, what we call the universal cultural elements. And we did the 512 Project videos, about 64 of these, right? And people, you know, watched them and gave us feedback. And like, these are really cool. These are great. But we found that there were some that rose to the top, you know, that they were the best, the ones that were the most viewed, you know? And Shore and I got together with a group, a council called the Unity Acorn. And we started to talk about in the time of the pandemic, people were struggling. We were hearing from people. They really needed extra support. They were feeling very disconnected. And was there something we could offer online? And so Shore and I put together a series on six of these cultural elements that we thought, well, first of all, they were the most upvoted by people. And they included welcoming in a good way, gratitude, wiping off road dust, unconditional listening, culture of allowance, lifting up the gifts in others and ourselves. And then we went back after we did that series, and it was very well received and people really appreciated it. We went back to the Unity Acorn, we discussed it, and we were like, well, actually, peace tending has got to be in there. So we added that one. And then, hey, we didn't talk about this, but we always did it. We always close in a good way, but we never mentioned it. Maybe we should, you know, not take for granted that people will know to do that. And that became obviously the 10th stone because it's the closing. And then Brian came forward and he said, I know, John, you recorded your 64 cultural elements videos, but there's a 65th cultural element that's not on your chart. I'm like, what's that, Brian? He said, facilitation as a cultural element. And he explained his reasoning. And I'm like, yeah, that's so true. So we were like, what are we going to call this collection, right? There's 10 of them and they're really useful. And everybody was familiar with it because, you know, all around the art of mentoring communities, we were using all of those things, right, for many years. But we hadn't named them in a particular way. And we were invited by Tom Brown Jr. to offer protocols that would help people come back together in person for the first time in the Pine Barrens Primitive Camp. He said, yeah, because they've just off the pandemic, people are feeling anxious. They sort of have a pandemic hangover. Can't you use those protocols that you use, you know, to help them? And so I got together with the elders at Tracker School, and we kept going back and forth between the Unity Acorn and the elders at Tracker. And we needed a name for this bundle. And I can't remember who came up with it, but somebody in the midst of those wonderful elders came up with, well, they're like the foundation stones for connection. So they were like, oh, cool, the 10 stones. And that felt good, you know. So that's the origin story. And, you know, these are just, you know, there's really literally hundreds of cultural elements you could study and understand how they influence connection. But these 10 are just so rock solid, no pun intended. You can really rock and roll with these 10 stones and build connection. Wonder Shore, if you have any reflections on this origin of the 10 stones and why they matter.
Yeah, thanks, John. Yeah, having been somebody who's done facilitation since the 80s in diverse groups, I've just seen where there's been so many places that needed something simple and clear that could be a guide process to connecting people in a good way. And this just makes a lot of sense. I've used it in so many different places where I've worked with it and said, hey, can we just try something? And, you know, I don't even need to tell them the list. I just say, hey, can I just, you know, suggest we do a few things and see what happens, right? And it's very, very magical, very wonderful to see what happens in terms of just everybody feeling the five needs that we talk about that will be referred to in the recordings get met by these processes. So loving that appreciation. And then the other thing that I want to just presence is that this works very, very well. But if it gets taken out of context of connection to ourself and to the natural world, this is helping us to connect to other people in a really good way. But if we take it out of context and we don't have that foundation or that baseline of the routines, the experiences that come from the natural world, and having that in-breath and out-breath, then these can only go so far. But when you pair the two together, when you make the commitment to deep nature connection and a relationship with yourself and a relationship with the land, and then you bring in relationship with one another with the 10 stones, then you have this deep way that seems to contribute not only to connection in the moment, but connection, I would say, back to the past, connection to the future, and connection to all of us in a good way that I would say even borders on some form of healing. And so I just wanted to offer up those insights to add to why we would be so excited about introducing these 10 stones and sharing them with people.
Yeah, it's very important, sure, that you make that connection, because what we develop in our nervous system from regulating with nature, in a sense, and expanding our awareness gives us the capacity as people to hold better space with other people. So it's a positive feedback loop.
And I would add one more thing to this, which is to just say that if we recognize and remember that the core routines are intended to bring the attributes of connection, and you can go and you look up what that is, and these are all really good things, I think, for us to have. And then you're bringing that into relationship with one another in diverse groups of people. This just, it seems like such a beautiful gift to offer and to bring forward and to explore. So thanks.
Well, I want to say that, sure, talking about the eight attributes of deep nature connection, she's like, you know, I do this little short presentation. I call it the library presentation, because on one side I have the eight attributes of connection. On the other side, I'm like, here's how you get there, the core routines of nature connection. And she said to me, hey, we have the core routines of nature connection. We should have the core routines of people connection. And, you know, this is pretty much what the 10 stones are. I mean, they literally are fantastic core routines that are guaranteed to give you people connection.
Let's hopefully leave things better than we found them, including each conversation, each person, and each place in the natural world. Thanks for hearing our words.